Hey there, what's going on? Welcome back to the Victory with Vach podcast. I'm your host, Vach. Hope you're doing well. So, checking in with you. How you doing? So, in this episode, I want to talk to you about foods that are really going to help you when you're trying to lose body fat, when you're trying to kind of diet down and lose some body fat. So, if you're on a goal, if you're on a mission right now, if you're not maintaining, if you're not trying to build muscle, or you know, you're trying to lose weight, if that's your goal right now, awesome goal. Let me help you out by talking about some foods that I keep around, some staple foods that I really enjoy, but I think a lot of people enjoy too. And so let's just get into it. So first things first, you know, when it comes to losing weight, it's really important that, I mean, the biggest roadblock you're going to face is hunger. Like, just straight up, you're going to be hungry, right? It's totally normal to be hungry when you're in a calorie deficit, when you're trying to lose weight. Now, there's a difference. You're not supposed to be starving. You're not supposed to be ravenously hungry. You're not supposed to always be thinking about food. But I will say this, if you're in a modest calorie deficit, around 300 to 500 calories below your maintenance, then it's definitely a thing to be hungry, right? So I'm going to go over some of my favorite foods. And right now, me personally, it's March now, and I am on a goal to lose some body fat. So yeah, I'm trying to lose, let's see. I'm around 210 right now, 211, something like that, 212? I don't know, something like that. And I'm trying to get down, maybe it's 200. So we'll see. But for the next, I would say 8 weeks, maybe 10 weeks, something like that, I'm going to try to lose some body fat, and we're going to just keep moving forward and trying to get a little bit leaner. And then after that, I'll just be able to kind of maintain during the summer. That's my goal. That's my goal. Okay. So we'll see if that happens. But yeah, like, I just want to talk about how I'm doing that. So yeah, I'm just staying in a calorie deficit. I'm hitting my protein goal, and that's really my goal, of course, and focusing on nutritious foods, focusing on macronutrients. And yeah, so the foods that I really focus on, first, let me go over, I guess I can go over like the protein options. So for protein, that's probably the most important. Not probably, you know what? It is the most important macronutrient when it comes to fat loss. Why? Well, first of all, protein is going to help keep you full. Protein is going to, it's going to help you stay full, but also it could help you build some muscle. It could help you maintain your muscle, because when you're trying to lose weight, your body doesn't, you know, your body wants to lose everything, but you need to tell it to keep its muscle, right? So in order to do that, what do? How do you tell your body to keep your muscle? You're going to continue to lift weights. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to train hard and also eat enough protein. So roughly 0.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight. So for me, that'd be roughly 200 grams. That's my goal, about 190 to 200 grams of protein. Now you're like, okay, that's a lot, but I weigh a bit more. But also, if you weigh 200 pounds, you're 250, whatever it is, you don't have to be eating 200 or 250 grams of protein. You'll be just fine eating below that. Like, you'll be fine eating 160, 170, okay? You don't need to be eating, you don't need to be eating 1 gram per pound of body weight. That's just, it's too much for a lot of people. You don't need that much. Nothing wrong with it if you do. But, of course, protein is pretty pricey, to be honest. And also, you know, some people might have issues if they eat too much protein. Not any glaring, you know, red flag issues, like any, no health issues. Of course, if you have a pre-existing kidney condition, or your physician has told you to reduce your protein, that's different. But for most individuals, eating 150, 160, 170, you know, grams of protein is totally fine. But, you know, you don't need 0.8 to 1.0, you know, but keeping the protein on the higher side, that's the way to go. And if you can, then go for it. All right. So for protein, what I like to keep around, staple foods I like to keep around for protein, number one is Greek yogurt. And you don't have to get the same Greek yogurt I do, but I got the Costco one. It's the just a Kirkland one. It says Kirkland Greek yogurt, non-fat. I really like that one. The reason I do non-fat is because I like to get my fat from other sources. That's just me, though. Nothing wrong with having like 1% or 2% fat Greek yogurt. It could really help you stay full. Like, I will say that. Like, I've had Chobani's, like, the yogurt with a little bit of fat in it, Greek yogurt. It's really good, and it helps you stay full. It's definitely, like, thicker. It honestly tastes better. But you just want to ask yourself, you know, just be mindful of the calories, that's all. But also, having a little bit of fat with your meals is important. I don't want you to skip out on that. It could help you stay full. Fat is going to help you stay full for a longer period of time. Protein is 2, but protein has 4 calories per gram, where fat has 9. So it's just something to be more mindful of, as the fat calories can add up fairly quickly. So that's the important thing there. So if you want to have some fat, you know, you can go with the non-fat yogurt. That's going to be just strictly protein and a little bit of carbs, no fat. And then with the fat protein or a fat yogurt, like a little bit of fat in it, it's going to have protein, it's going to have a little bit of fat, and it's going to have a little bit of carbs too. So it's just up to you. But yeah, the one with fat is probably a bit more filling, just more calories. That's all. And what I like to do with Greek yogurt, I don't eat it plain. I do like to use Greek yogurt as like a sour cream though, instead of sour cream. Like, I just use Greek yogurt, like, let's say fajitas or like bell peppers, just putting that on top of it. Or like if you're having ground beef, like some tacos or whatever, you can put on Greek yogurt instead of sour cream, and that could be really good. But usually what I'll do is Greek yogurt with a scoop of protein powder for more protein, and then I will add in a little bit of stevia or Splenda. And yes, you can have artificial sweeteners, you're going to be okay. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother video, but artificial sweeteners are totally safe, especially consumed in moderation. And when I say moderation, you will need a bucket full of artificial sweeteners for it to be harmful. And you're probably not doing that, and I don't advise you to do that. But having some packets of sweetener in your food to save on calories and to make food sweeter, you're going to be okay. All right, totally fine. I'll have like a, it's Greek yogurt with protein powder, and I'll just mix that around. Tastes great. Maybe throw in some fruit on there, maybe a little bit of cereal for a crunch, a little bit of chocolate chips, you know how it goes. But yeah, of course I'm being mindful of my portions when I'm doing this, because we all know devil's in the dosage, right? It's not going to be, you know, a handful of cereal or a handful of chocolate chips are not the reason why you're not seeing progress. But if those handfuls are happening every hour and the calories are added up quickly, then yeah, you know, you could be seeing a stall in your progress. So, but just a side note, if you're not seeing progress right now, if you're a bit frustrated, you kind of hit a wall, you hit a plateau, whatever it may be, you're not even seeing results to begin with, it could be a good idea to track your food. The reason we want you to track your food is because it helps you learn more about the nutritional value of food. I talked about this a couple podcast episodes ago, but ultimately, the goal is not for you to just track everything to the gram every day for the rest of your life. That's not the goal. The goal is to, you know, you do it now for a little while, and then you build that up. Like, that's how I do it now. Like, me personally, I don't track every single thing. I don't weigh every single thing. But I eat similar foods. I eat similar meals. I know my portions. I know that when it comes to a time where I hit a plateau or I'm not losing weight or I'm not seeing progress, excuse me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start tracking more, a little bit more accurately. But for the most part, you know, I can successfully lose some body fat without, you know, weighing every single thing on the scale. But that's just me, because I know, because I've been doing this, like that's just it, okay? Like, I've been doing this for a few years now, and my first weight loss journey, well, I only really had one weight loss journey, like the big one, you know, when I first started. So I got down, lost about 100 pounds, and after that, you know, I learned a lot about nutrition from weighing my foods. I did weigh my foods a lot, like every day I weighed my foods, but I wouldn't trade that for the world. I wouldn't take that back because it taught me so much about food. I went down a bit of a rabbit hole there, but you know, I digress. You know, it's a good tool to learn, and I would recommend it, especially if you're struggling with consistency. It could open your eyes to see like, wow, I'm eating that much. I actually had 3 handfuls of this and I had 5 snacks today. You know, maybe I should minimize it, right? So that's what's important about tracking your food. So another thing of protein that I really like, getting back to the protein. I really like smoothies. So what I'll do is I'll put a frozen fruit, a little bit of unsweetened almond milk or cashew milk or just water, protein powder, and then a little bit of powdered peanut butter, which is a great another source of protein. And then I'll just blend that up. I'll just blend that up with some ice, and then I'll make a smoothie, and it makes a big smoothie and it keeps me full and it's delicious. And put a little bit of cinnamon on it, maybe some sea salt, just to make it taste good. And again, maybe a little bit of cereal for crunch, maybe some chocolate chips. But yeah, not always, but sometimes. And it just tastes delicious. So I really like smoothies to help keep me full. They are larger in volume. And that's what I talk about, is having higher volume foods is going to help you, especially if you're someone who likes to eat more, someone who doesn't get full very easily, like me. I would recommend foods that are higher in volume. And yeah, these smoothies make like 6-7 cups in my Ninja Blender. Well, Haley's Ninja Blender. Shout out to you, Haley, if you're listening to this. Appreciate you. And yeah, the Ninja Blender, it's great. I like it for smoothies. Any blender will do, but I feel like the Ninja is just really good. I don't know what it's called exactly. Just Ninja Smoothie, Ninja Blender. Yeah, that thing. So yeah, those are kind of my go-to things, like Greek yogurt and then smoothies. And then another go-to meal for me is just a classic. Like sometimes I'll take a rotisserie chicken. I get those from Costco. It's a great deal. If you don't have Costco, that's okay. You can get rotisserie chickens anywhere. But I feel like if you have a Costco membership, definitely, if you're in the States, if you're in Canada, I think other countries have Costco too. I know Mexico does. Get those rotisserie chickens, $4.99. That's what's up. $4.99, get you a big old bird. You just tear that apart, put it in a big Tupperware, and then you have chicken for a few days of the week. If it might be longer if you don't eat as much chicken. I eat a bunch of chicken, so it lasts me a couple of days. But yeah, chicken is great. And then what I'll do is I'll just steam up some veggies of my choice in a steamable bag in the freezer, in the microwave. And then I'll pair that with maybe some cauliflower rice, or like maybe a potato. Potato is great. But yeah, just have that. And then maybe with some cheese for some fats, sprinkle that on top, and then just have a nice balanced meal. I really like avocados too. We haven't been getting them lately. I should bring them back. We're doing almonds. We got a big bag of almonds from Costco, and it's taken us forever to eat them all. But yeah, we need to focus on those. They're almost gone, kind of. But yeah, almonds are great for fats. Just be mindful of the calories. But yeah, avocados too. Avocados are great for healthy fats. Just be mindful of the calories. I can say that for any food. Just be mindful of the calories and the portions. But yeah, that's like a typical, could be like a dinner I like. It's just like some sort of lean meat, some sort of veggie, you know. And also what I've been doing is salads. So just getting some shredded lettuce, right? Or maybe some slaw or cabbage or whatever you want. Put that in a bowl. And then I've been, lately I've been liking ham. So I get the Kirkland ham. It seems like this is like a Costco advertisement, but it's not, I swear. I just get a lot of things from Costco because buying in bulk is cheaper and I eat a lot of protein. So yeah, I get some ham and then put it in the lettuce. A little bit of corn, maybe some beans, and then just maybe some like pickles or pepperoncinis, any veggie you like, carrots, maybe onions, just throw it in a salad, right? Make a big salad. And sprinkle maybe a little bit of light cheese on there, or like feta. Again, I'm going to say it again. Just be mindful of how much you're using. And then for salad dressing, what I like is Bolthouse Farms makes yogurt-based dressing, like 40 calories per serving, 2 tablespoons. That's really legit. But also, Kraft makes a fat-free Italian dressing at Walmart. You can find it. I love this stuff. Italian dressing is amazing. It's like 15 calories per serving, so I can go a little ham on there. But yeah, like it's amazing. It tastes pretty darn good. It doesn't taste the same as regular, but it tastes pretty similar. And I know Italian dressing regularly is like 70 calories, 80. So the fact that this is 15, that's the way to go. Yeah. So salads too, that's a big meal to help me stay full, kind of these staple meals. And in terms of, also another thing, one more staple meal that I like. So I get this low-calorie bread from Walmart, Sara Lee. It's 45 calories. It's like a wheat bread. It's called soft and smooth wheat bread. It's so good. I really like it. So it's 45 calories per slice. And then I just put some ham, and then light cheese, and then maybe some like lettuce or like some onions, and just make a sandwich. And then like maybe with some carrot sticks or like apple slices next to it, or sometimes we'll get like baked chips that are just, or pretzels that are like lower in calories, and just be mindful of the portions, just have a serving of it next to the sandwich. And that really helps me out in terms of like cravings. Because when it comes to cravings, like if you're trying to lose weight and you go try to go 8, 12 weeks without your favorite foods, you're going to be miserable and you're not going to be able to do it. Like, I'm not saying this as something discouraging, but I'm saying like straight up, like you should not be going weeks and months without your favorite foods. There's no point of that. You can still achieve your goals with that. Now, I'm not going to just sit here and be like, oh, you can just have a bunch of high calorie foods all the time, every day, all the, you know, every meal, because of course you want to focus on lower calorie foods that are going to help fill you up, especially if you're trying to stick to your calorie goal. But if you have, you know, if you set aside a couple hundred calories for whatever treat you want, you can fit that into your numbers and you can still see results. And that's what I do with like ice cream, or there's these bars called Yasso bars. They're Greek yogurt. It's 100 calories for this little ice cream bar. It's pretty big, like for 100 calories. And it's really good and delicious, and I really like it. And we have those every night. And I got a big box from Costco, and it was on sale, and I was happy. Happy to share that. And yeah, they make different flavors, and those are really good too. Also, for another snack for protein, light string cheese. I forgot the brand, but it's like the popular brand. I don't know what it's called. But get those at Walmart, light string cheese. And then for convenient factors, Fairlife makes great shakes. Premier Protein makes great protein shakes as well. It's around 25 to 30 grams of protein per shake, which is really great. Help you hit your calorie goal. But yeah, that's really it for like protein. And in terms of carbs, what I've been enjoying is fruit. Fruit is one of my favorite carb sources. Same with veggies. And then potatoes are really great. Potatoes are really filling, actually. One of the most filling foods out there. So if you're not eating potatoes, you should probably start. If you like potatoes, go for it. Regular or sweet potatoes, they're both great. And then for carbs also, let me try to think. What do I like for carbs? I mean, rice is cool. It's just not as filling. That's why I kind of like cauliflower rice. But nothing wrong with regular rice. If you want it, go for it. Like I said, just be mindful of how much you're actually eating. But yeah, really, any carb that you enjoy. If you like, oh yeah, I like bread too. So yeah. And another thing, low-calorie, high-fiber tortillas. Those are the move. Like, I can make like a wrap. I make like a sandwich with those. And it has high fiber, so it helps keep you full. And yeah, I really like those. The La Tortilla Factory, or the Mission Tortillas, low carb, carb balance. Those are really good. So yeah, those are like the staple foods that I like to eat when I'm trying to lose body fat. I pretty much covered it all. There's a lot of stuff I can get into, but for healthy fats, what I've been liking is peanut butter or almond butter. Of course, these are higher in calories, so you just want to be mindful of your portions. Almonds are great too, or any mixed nuts. And then avocados are great for healthy fats too. And then I already touched up on the carbs, fruit, veggies, sweet potatoes or regular potatoes, rice, you can do toast, you can do whatever for carbs, right? Those are like the filling ones though. Oatmeal is a classic too. You get a little bowl of oatmeal, throw protein powder in there, mix it up, throw in some berries, some fresh fruit or frozen fruit, make it taste real good, put some cinnamon on there. Oh man, now I'm getting hungry. That sounds good actually. I might have that later. But yeah, protein oatmeal, that's another staple. But yeah, those are like kind of the foods I'm eating, trying to stay full. And when it comes to snacking, I just try to make my snacks, I try to minimize the snacks really and just focus on the main meals. But also if I do snack, I try to make it like an apple, some sort of fruit, some sort of light string cheese. And then like for the snacking, I just try to minimize it. And if I do want to snack on something, I'll just kind of portion it out and just be like, yeah, I'm going to have this, I'm just going to have this small thing. And like, I'm going to focus on my main meals. That's really made a huge difference, because if you're having a bunch of snacks throughout the day, then your meals got to be smaller. And having really small meals is kind of sad. And it's not really fun. I like having bigger meals. Maybe you're different, okay? What works for me might not work for you. But I just like having higher protein, higher fiber meals. And I like to stay full. And that's how I stay full, is by having bigger, higher calorie meals. And then not as many snacks. That's what really helps me out. So I hope this video helps. It's not a video. What am I saying? It's a podcast. I hope this podcast helped. And those are some of the foods I'm eating. That's how I'm going to lose some body fat. And then my goal is to just stay consistent. And if I overeat one day, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to get back to my routine, because one day is just a drop in the bucket. All right. You're not going to just lose all your progress after a day. But I want you to get back to it if you do end up slipping up or overeating or going out to eat or whatever it may be. So yeah, hope this podcast helped. I appreciate you listening to this. I just ask one favor. Okay, well, maybe two favors. All right. If you can review this podcast on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I'd really, really appreciate it for a 5-star review. Number two, if you enjoy the podcast, if you can just share it with one other person who might benefit from it, it would really mean the world to me, so I can help more people out and more people can hear how to lose weight sustainably and how to achieve their goals. All right. So appreciate the heck out of you if you're listening to this, wherever you're listening from. Much love, and I will talk to you next time.